I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
My husband told his family he couldn't travel that far without help from me. They begged us repeatedly to find another way. The only option left was for me, fresh out of the hospital and in pain, to go with him. With our 3-day-old newborn and our 18-month-old on a 3.5-hour drive through a snowstorm. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Here Comes the Drama. I'm so glad you're here. We've got a wild episode for you today. I'm your host, Krista Ennis. If you're new here, welcome. I'm so glad you're joining us and I can't wait for you to dive into this crazy drama with me. If you're not new, well, welcome back. I'm glad you're here. This is the podcast that dives into the chaos, hilarity, and unforgettable moments of weddings and events. Just a little about my story is I've been a part of so many weddings over the years. I've been a bridesmaid and maid of honor probably about 10 times. I've been a bride myself. And then I've been hired for different events, day of coordinator, partial wedding planners. People reach out to me to help with different events. And so it all started one day on my maternity leave. I decided to make a video about wedding drama and it blew up. So from there, people just started sending me all these crazy stories and I would react to them. I turned them into skits. Never in a million years did I think I would be making skits in my bathroom for you guys, but that's just what life turned into. Someone asked me recently, do you feel awkward or ridiculous when you do these? And yes, 150,000%. Sometimes I do these and I'm like, what is my life? What am I doing? But then I see you guys' comments and I'm like, you know what? People like it. I can laugh at myself. And it's great. It's a lot of fun. It's fun to come up with these characters. And I always think I'm making them so dramatic. And I'm like, yes, it's for entertainment. And then people comment or send me a message. And they're like, this is exactly how someone in my life is. And I'm like, that is completely wild. I'm so lucky to say I haven't personally experienced this. I have seen things happen to other people, of course, or seen stories personally. But luckily, no one in my life has treated me like these mother-in-law, mom, whatever they are, sister stories. So it's wild. It's wild. And I never thought the direction would go this way. So I'm going to mix things up. I like to mix things up, keep things interesting on here. Well, first off, I actually want to read the review of the week. Okay. These are reviews that people leave on Apple Podcasts. So wherever you listen, if you are enjoying the podcast, I would absolutely love for you to leave a review. It just really helps more people hear of the show. This one says, became obsessed with your skits through Facebook. I'm sure like everyone else and love the drama. So I'm glad that you have a podcast too. Such a great listen. Thank you for your kind review. It is so good to hear that because jumping into the podcast world was completely different from doing the skits, but I was getting this influx of stories coming in and there were so many that I just couldn't act out. Like, you know, I can act out bits and pieces of them, but some were just so detailed and I was like, if I do this without sharing this part, it's not going to mean the same thing. So this was a way to get more stories out and give you guys more entertainment in a different way. I'm glad it's been received well. Okay. A couple weeks ago, I introduced a new segment called Wedding Dilemmas. Over time, people have been sending me so many different stories in my inbox, whether that's on social media or in my email. And I wasn't sure what to make of them. Sometimes I handle them one-on-one. Sometimes I'll just reply. And I was like, what if we just create it as a segment on the podcast? It's not going to be a regular segment. It's just going to be as I receive some here and there. They're not full-on wedding stories, but it's just something that's currently going on or people just don't know how to address them. Or it's something that happened. And I'm like, this is something good to bring up. So people that are listening, maybe they're going through a similar situation and it could help them. So here's how that works. Send me a current or past wedding dilemma, and I will give you my complete, honest, and unprofessional advice. And why I'm saying that is because I'm not a current, like, full-time wedding planner. So I'm not giving you, like, this is what you need to do. I'm just giving it to you as a girlfriend, okay? So I'm just going to tell you what I would do in this situation. Take what works for you and leave the rest. You know what? And most of it's just going to be for entertainment anyway. So it's just a little fun thing. If you want to submit one of your own, please email me hello@kristaennis.com, subject line, wedding dilemma. Okay, so here's the first one I got. It was a unpopular opinion. Yes, unpopular opinion about kids at weddings in our Instagram story. We always do some kind of hot take and we always do confessions. And so someone sent me this and I thought this was a really important response. She said, comment regarding the kids at wedding events. I'm not mad or upset if my kids can't come, but I am mad or upset when the bride or groom get mad that I can't come if my kids can't. Okay, so this is a common thing I've heard. And when I started making content about kids at weddings, because people would send me these stories or I see certain things, I was like, why would the bride and groom get mad? I was like, I don't even understand that. But apparently that's a thing too, where they just expect, because they're having a wedding, even if kids aren't invited, that people should just be able to come and drop everything. One, finding a babysitter is not always the easiest thing, or trusting someone to watch your kids, not always the easiest thing. Sometimes dates don't work out. Babysitters are expensive. And sometimes you just don't want to leave your kids. And that, as a mom, I get that. That's totally understandable. There's so many more hurdles once you become a parent. But let me finish this because there's so much more to this story. She says, both my brothers had child-free weddings. When I had children, one wedding, one was 7 months old, the next a 2.5-year-old, and I was 7 months pregnant. We traveled to the town for their wedding and knew no one, not attending the wedding to watch our son. Both weddings were at a standalone type venue, not near a hotel. In both cases, we made our appearance as guests and left very early to be the ones to put our son down for 9 p.m. bedtime, so he wasn't too long with a sitter that we didn't know in an unfamiliar place. Both times, the brides were livid that we didn't stay to enjoy ourselves like they wanted. So I have a lot to say about this personal situation. Me personally, and this is what I told her when I replied, me personally, I could never imagine telling siblings of myself or my husband's siblings, your kids can't come. Those are your nieces and nephews. For us, we wanted them a part of our day. I know not everyone is the same, but to exclude your siblings' kids just seems like wild to me, especially so little. Like none of mine were that young at the time. I think the youngest nieces were maybe 3 when I got married. But even like 7 months old, I can't imagine telling a sibling that they can't bring their kids. And then the other side of it is they are willing to travel to you in a place where they don't know anybody. They had to find a babysitter they didn't know, which I don't know if I would do that. In a town where I didn't know anybody, hire a babysitter who I've never met before for a 2.5-year-old and a 7-month-old. To me, that is like, I wouldn't personally do it. You know, if you had an extra grandparent that wasn't a part of the wedding that could come, maybe that's a little more, maybe I would do that. But then for them to get mad that they left early so they could be the ones to put their kids to bed, they made this long trek with 2 small kids. So for me, I think I would address the situation before the wedding and say, here's what's going to happen. We can only stay for a short amount of time. We want to be the ones to put our kids down for bed. It's hard to explain when someone doesn't have kids or they're just thinking everyone can just drop everything for their wedding. So it's really hard. If you wanted them there really bad, I feel like you should have allowed them to come with the kids. But then again, either way, if they're sticking to a bedtime, they're probably going to want to leave at that certain time. So we just have to remember, as the couple getting married, as guests, you have to ultimately do what's best for you. And for me, again, I would never want someone in like the wedding to feel like I'm going to be mad at them. Your kids are more important to you, is what I'm trying to say. So that was a wild dilemma. I'm wondering how things are now, or if her brothers have kids now, or how that kind of turn of events was. We didn't have kids other than our nieces and nephews. I've talked about this so many times before. Some people are all or nothing. So I don't know. I just think it's kind of interesting when you just have limits, but you don't let your family members or understand more for your family members. That's all I'll say about that. Okay, the next dilemma. I had a cousin RSVP for 2 people. Totally fine. Then she shows up with her boyfriend, her 3 kids, and her new boyfriend's mom. What? 6 people. No warning, expecting seats, foods, favors, and all of the above. What should we have done? That is wild. So there's many different ways you can do this. And again, this is going to be my unprofessional opinion, advice. It's going to depend on how close you are with this person. If this is a cousin that you're close to, like maybe they RCP'd for a boyfriend or a... Okay, so it sounds like it was the cousin and her boyfriend. So you're just assuming they're invited. Now, this also sounds like it was probably a no kids wedding. So that's a whole other layer, because if you only invited the cousin and the boyfriend and the kids weren't invited, I'm guessing that's the whole other layer. So if it were me and I was doing a no kids wedding and they came with their kids, I would probably have a wedding planner or day of coordinator be like, hey, excuse me, I see that you brought some extra guests here. Unfortunately, this is a 21 and up wedding. So we're going to have your boyfriend's mom maybe take the kids. Is that a possibility? Just because there aren't enough seats, we've already planned for X amount and we don't have extra seats. Because that's a lot of extra people. That's not just one extra person. We're talking four extra people. So that's where your day of coordinator or planner should really come in. If you had no clue this was happening, we need to be firm with these people. I mean, you can kind of just be upfront and just let them know. But the bride and groom should not be dealing with this. I hope it didn't ruin your day. I'm really curious to see what actually happened. All right, guys. If you have any other wedding dilemmas or situations going on, please send me an email, hello@kristaennis.com, and subject line wedding 911 or wedding dilemma, and we will address it on the show. Okay, next up is the red flag, green flag wedding edition. So I'm going to read a couple of statements here. Think about it at home and respond out loud if you'd like. Okay, the officiant is the groom's ex. Oh, completely red flag. What? Why are we doing that? The couple asks every guest to Venmo $100 instead of bringing gifts. Red flag. I just read a similar story about this where they're expecting people to pay. It's almost like paying for like a gala or something. They're basically telling you like you have to pay a ticket in advance to come to our wedding, which is wild. Yeah, that's a red flag. You should be able to gift based on one, what you can afford, and two, how close you are to the person. That's my personal take on that. The couple schedules their wedding the same weekend as a sibling's graduation. Same weekend or same day? If it's the same day, that's a red flag because usually you know dates ahead of time. Same weekend? That sucks for parents, for family that have to go to both, but I wouldn't say it's a red flag necessarily. Sometimes they might think it's easier because of, you know, family being in town or, you know, just let's do it all at once. If they're doing it to get out of the graduation and then making people choose, then that's kind of a red flag. The groom tells the bride's dad he's banned from walking her down the aisle because this day is about me, not you. Red flag. I would hope we all agree on that. The bridesmaid demands her dress be altered to stand out more because I should look hot too. Red flag. I've been a part of weddings or seen weddings where you want to look good as a bridesmaid, of course. You want to be comfortable. But you also need to just, if they want you in a certain dress, you just got to suck it up. If you want to be a part of the wedding and you want to be a supportive friend, just be like, yes, I'm going to wear that. You don't need a huge like change to your dress to stand out more. You are going to stand out just enough, I promise. The maid of honor grabs the mic during speeches and announces her own engagement mid-reception. Red flag. The maid of honor flirts with the groom all night and ends the evening sitting on his lap. Red flag. A guest proposes on the dance floor right after the couple's first dance. Red flag. The photographer storms out mid-reception because the bride asks for more candids. A red flag. If you guys do not watch my weekly YouTube videos, go check it out because I'm trying to give dates because I'm filming this ahead of schedule. But I want to say like a week, it'll be like came out a week ago. About a photographer situation. Okay, last one. The wedding cake collapses and the baker blames the couple for bad vibes. That's a red flag. I think those were like all red flags. All right, so I've got two stories for you today. Like I said, I get so many submissions and I've been getting more and more lately. So we thought we would just double up because I always hear responses that are just like, I want more stories. So that's what we're doing. We're just going to add in more stories. If you guys don't know, on YouTube, I also release a new video every single week where I read a couple stories. So if you just can't get enough, I got you covered.
Hey, drama lovers, big news. My book, Here Comes the Drama, A Ferris and Sloan Story, is officially out now. If you've been following their wild wedding saga online, this is the full story. packed with messy twists, sharp banter, family chaos, and all the heart you've come to love. And judging by your messages and posts, you're loving it too. Huge thanks to everyone who's already grabbed a copy early and shared it on social media. Your support means everything. If you haven't read it yet, now is the time. Head to KristaEnnis.com/book or click the link in the show notes. It's available in both print and ebook. Grab your copy before the spoilers start showing up in the comment sections, because trust me, you'll want to experience every jaw-dropping moment for yourself.
Story number one, it all started back when my husband and I were dating. We'd been together for 2 years when my now brother-in-law began dating someone. On our third anniversary, my husband proposed. When his girlfriend found out, she told me I didn't deserve it. She caused a lot of drama. And by the time the wedding came around, she and my brother-in-law were no longer together. That's so wild because they'd already been together for 2 years, and then the girlfriend came out and said she didn't deserve it. At my wedding, my brother-in-law told us he hoped to have what my husband and I shared one day. Just 2 days later, he was back with his ex. Fast forward a few years later, and they're engaged. Oh no! By then, I already had a child. They asked my husband and me to stand up in their wedding. They also made it clear no kids were allowed, which was fine at the time, but would later become important. Okay, this is interesting. This happens so many times where like a hot take earlier in the episode or a confession or a dilemma like weirdly ties into the story. It's not planned that way. I don't see these ahead of time. I see them for the first time literally right now. So this is wild. It's going to be a story about no kids at a wedding. I can tell right now. And again, it's wild. I don't know how old the child is. But again, for a brother to be like, it'd be brother-in-law, so be her husband's brother saying that her kids are not allowed. Both of us had reservations about being in the wedding, but we agreed for his brother's sake. Not long after, I found out I was pregnant with a due date right around the time of their wedding. I stepped down from being in the bridal party because there was no way I could commit. I couldn't even guarantee I'd be there at all since the wedding was 3.5 hours away. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. My husband told them he'd still try to participate. But if anything happened, if I went into labor, if I was in the hospital, he would not be there. They supposedly understood. I said this before. I'll say it again. I would never put my life on pause for someone else's wedding. And I don't think that's a hot take, but I totally agree with them here. If your wife is pregnant, if you're pregnant, your partner's pregnant, you need to be there for them. And you need to listen to your own body too, not to be driving 4 hours if you're about to have a baby and vice versa. I feel like I would understand that about anyone in my wedding, so I would hope other people would too. My pregnancy ended up having complications. The weekend before their wedding, we went to their joint party, fully knowing I was scheduled to be admitted into the hospital that week. My husband again reminded them if something happened, he wouldn't be at the wedding. They said that was fine. I don't want to like jump the gun, but the reiteration of them saying it would be fine makes me think that they were just like, oh, it won't happen. He's not going to miss the wedding. Our wedding is most important. That kind of thing. The baby came on Wednesday. My in-laws came to visit, but instead of celebrating, they brought my husband's suit to the hospital and told him to get it out of the car because the baby was here. He had no excuse not to go to the wedding. They just brought the suit in the car at the hospital. We're like, all right, baby's out. You can't wait. Get that suit on and get in the car with us. You're going. She also has another child. We don't know. This is a toddler. So they're expecting the mom to now stay home with a toddler and a newborn baby while the husband goes away to a wedding that's 4 hours away. That is wild. With the pressure from the family, we scrambled to make arrangements. A friend offered to stay with me and our now two kids so my husband could go. That's a really nice friend. I was discharged from the hospital Friday night. My husband skipped the rehearsal to take care of me, which apparently upset my future sister-in-law. To anyone listening, the rehearsal, it's great. It's fun. It's a nice time to get everyone together. It is not 100% necessary to have. Or if you cannot make it, it's not going to be life or death. Like, it's not that serious. We had two groomsmen that couldn't make it because of flights and obligations with family, and it happens. It's fine. I just led a rehearsal a month ago, and I think there was like 3 or 4 people from the wedding party missing. The wedding was still great. As long as you know where to stand, you are fine. It's not that big of a deal. Again, they're fun to be a part of. It's great to get everyone together, but If you miss it, it's not a big deal. I was discharged. Okay. Still, they told him as long as he showed up in the morning, it would be fine. The plan was for him to leave at 6 a.m., but his ride got sick and the wife didn't want to risk exposing us. My husband told his family he couldn't travel that far without help for me. They begged us repeatedly to find another way. The only option left was for me, fresh out of the hospital and in pain, to go with him. I'm like struggling to read this because this is so outrageous. With our 3-day-old newborn and our 18-month-old, okay, so toddler's even younger than I thought, on a 3.5-hour drive through a snowstorm. On top of all that, driving fresh out of delivery, 3-day-old baby, 18-month-old, a snowstorm. I don't think I would do even one component of this. I think when my daughter was about 18 months, we did a 5-hour car drive. That was good. But to have two and in a snowstorm, we were not in a snowstorm. It was summer. Snow, yeah, that's a lot. Oh my gosh. They said that was great. And they'd give us a hotel room. Plus, she just gave birth. She gave birth 3 days ago. 3 days ago, when you're literally supposed to be resting. You're not supposed to be getting up and down. You're not supposed to be like in new, uncomfortable positions. And stress on your body can make your body take longer to heal. This is completely wild and unacceptable to ask of someone. I understand it's really sad, like it's your brother and you want your brother there at your wedding. But it is completely unreasonable to ask his new wife, who just had a baby 3 days ago, lug everybody here. Plus, the brother's in the wedding. So she's going to be sitting there, still healing, watching a newborn and 18-month-old. Oh my gosh. So she's being in the hotel room, I guess. The drive took 4.5 hours. My brother-in-law called several times, asking where we were, worried we'd be late. Dude, they're driving in a snowstorm. This is so wild to me. I need to know from you guys, like if you're listening to this, if you're just listening on the podcast, go to YouTube. I need to know your thoughts on this. Am I freaking out more than I should be? This is completely like, I would never ask anybody to do this. When we arrived, he seemed excited to see the kids and us. My husband got dressed for the wedding while I, still recovering, planned to sit quietly in the back with the children. Yes, I knew kids hadn't originally been invited, but the family knew we had no other choice with my health. This is so wild. They are asking her to get ready to sit in the back with two kids. A toddler, an 18-month-old, is not going to sit still. You're going to be chasing that baby around. A newborn, at least at that age, they're usually pretty like sleepy and they'll just hold on to you for the most part. But an 18-month-old is going to be getting up and down. And that's when you really need someone to like help you with them as much as you can. As we got into the car to head to the venue, a castle, my father-in-law stopped us. He had a long talk with my husband, warning that if I or the kids were seen, things would not be okay and might get rough. What does that mean? Your daughter-in-law just had a baby and you made her drive 4.5 hours in a snowstorm and now she can't be seen with either kids? Oh my gosh. He begged my husband to still participate in the ceremony, promising they'd figure something out for me and the children. My husband reluctantly agreed, but said we would leave immediately after the ceremony. I would be livid if someone said that. Inside, my brother-in-law thanked me for understanding. I told him plainly, I don't. Oh, good for you, girl. That was the last thing I said to him. I was taken to a room with nothing but stone floors and thin carpet. Was this like a jail cell? Like, what the hell? Where I sat with my kids as mice ran around me. When it came time for pictures, no one asked if the kids could be included. Dude, guys, this is so wild to me. I like want to cry for her. This is so outrageous to me. They put a freshly postpartum mom in a room with stone floor and mice are running around her. As she holds a newborn and an 18-month-old, they're like, yeah, can you not, like, we don't need to see you. Do you know how like your hormones right after giving birth, all the things your body goes through? I remember like right after giving birth, I think I was maybe a week postpartum, probably not even that much. And we had our family over visiting with the baby. And out of nowhere, I just felt like all the blood dropped from my face. And I remember my husband looking at me being like, do you need to eat something? his brother, my brother-in-law, ran out to get us dinner because he was like, I'll get you guys some food. Because we had just been running around and like I wasn't thinking about like eating a full meal. And you just have so much going on. I just literally just felt like the blood rush out of my face. And I just felt so weak so suddenly. And if it weren't for my husband and my family being right there and helping, like that could have been really scary. And so you really have to listen to your body. You really have to rest. And the fact that they just completely pushed her aside was like, we don't care about you. We just want him to get here. At that point, why didn't the brother-in-law, I don't know. Why didn't her husband just drive by himself? I mean, I know she had a friend that was going to stay with her. I don't know what happened with the friend, but oh my gosh, this is wild. Afterward, my husband was furious and ready to leave. My brother-in-law begged him to stay for dinner, saying it would look bad if there was an empty seat at the head table. Again, they just care about the looks. My husband refused, telling him we weren't welcome. His brother suggested finding a corner for me and the kids to sit in, but my husband said no. They weren't going to even give her a seat. Again, I get the no kids thing when it does happen, right? But this is your blood. I mean, this is his niece and nephew or whatever. You can look at them and just be like, you sit in the corner somewhere. What? Oh my gosh. We returned to the hotel, left the suit on his bed, and that night at 9 p.m. in another snowstorm, we drove the 3.5 hours home. Okay, that's wild. I guess just wanting to be home, but like at that point with kids, I would be like, we're staying here tonight. That's also another thing, like traveling with kids is so much harder. All the stuff you have to bring. I'm finally now a little out of the trenches with my daughter can sleep almost anywhere as opposed to like needing all of the pack and play and all that extra stuff. But with a newborn, I mean, you need the little, like, I can't even remember what they're called. I'm so far out of that now. I'm just like, I don't know. But bassinet, there you go. That's it. You need so much stuff. So the fact that they had to pack all that up, unload it in the hotel room, go to the wedding for what? They were probably there for like a couple hours and they drove back that night. Oh my gosh. A few days later, my in-laws invited us over. I told them I wanted nothing to do with the situation. It hadn't been a good time for me, for the kids, for our family. They took responsibility, even though it wasn't really their fault, and asked me to forgive my brother and sister-in-law because they don't have kids and you were raised better. Okay. First of all, for them to say they took responsibility even though it wasn't their fault. Sure, it wasn't their fault, but the father-in-law making that comment to the husband, that should have been his moment to stand up and be like, let's regroup here. How can we help you? My in-laws were so amazing postpartum. So amazing. Like they would text me, call me, they would bring food by. Immediately when they came to see her, they asked how I was doing. They checked in all the time. So when I hear stories about this, how women are disregarded postpartum, it breaks my heart because you will never forget how you were treated, whether that's pregnancy, labor, delivery, postpartum. You will never forget how people treated you. I'm really glad and lucky I had a great experience. This makes me so angry because the father-in-law saying those things about her and to her, no, I couldn't. They don't have kids things. Yes, you know, once I had my child, there were certain things I was like, oh, I would do that differently, or seeing a friend having a kid before, I'd be like, oh, I could have stepped in a different way, you know? But this, no. My nieces and nephews before having kids were always like, if I were somewhere and they needed something, or kids are kids. I don't know. Why would I ever dismiss the mom that just had a baby? No, no, thank you. Since then, I haven't spoken to either of them. My husband tried to reach out, but was told that unless I apologized for essentially having a baby, there was nothing to discuss. Now they want her to apologize for having a baby. That wedding turned into the craziest week of our lives, all because we did exactly what the family begged us to do, no matter the cost to me or our children. Yeah, I've told so many people this before. Your health comes first when it comes to having a baby. If that means saying no to your best friend's wedding, it means saying no to your own mom, whatever that is, your health comes first. And I'm sure looking back, like in hindsight, they would change things. But when you give an inch to someone like that, they're going to ask for a whole yard. Okay, story number two. This one's a little bit shorter. Starts off strong. It says, this is about my mother-in-law. I'd been dating her son for 5 years before we got married. She has all sons, which was totally fine. But during that time, she went through a divorce and life in their house was rough. When we got engaged and started planning, I wanted her to feel included. Since she had no daughters, I invited her to my dress fittings. She was even there when I chose my dress, something I didn't even have my own sisters there for. We started making centerpieces together, but she thought her ideas were better than mine. When my husband backed me up and told her it was my wedding and my choice, she got mad. Her family planned a surprise bridal shower, but they only invited my family the night before, less than 12 hours ahead of time. My gosh. When my sisters couldn't come on such a short notice, she blamed them for not showing up. Later, as the wedding got closer, I made the seating plan. I left a copy at her house since the boys were getting ready there. Some people had told me, after I finished the plan, that they were coming, but I wasn't about to redo everything. The venue already had my finalized chart. Fast forward a week or two, I went to make the final payment, and the venue owner said, "I swear your mother-in-law came in with a different seating plan." I asked if he was sure, and he admitted he wasn't 100% certain, but it really seemed like it was for my wedding. I told him if she had brought one, it was absolutely not to be used, and he agreed. This is crazy. These stories, like I share all the time about a mother-in-law, like changing things and like just calling the venue. People are like, that doesn't happen. I'm like, I get so many stories about it. And some venues don't know. Maybe they know, but they just are scared to like stop someone, but they just don't tell them no. Cause they're like, these two people telling me it's like each way. The day of the wedding, my best friend called me and said my mother-in-law told her it was okay to use a new seating plan. I told her, no way in hell did I approve that. She and my husband ended up fighting because she claimed I didn't involve her in enough. My husband and I even had a small argument the night before. I felt like he was defending her. He reassured me he knew I had involved her. She was just being dramatic. Turns out, she wanted the seating chart changed because her ex-husband was given a lower number table than her. She threw a fit that her ex couldn't be on her side. Wait, so her ex-husband had a lower number table, but she wanted the ex to be on her side. Meanwhile, he was seated with my parents and extended family while she was at the front table, just a higher number attached. So if she would have looked at the big picture and like really understood, she's like, the number doesn't matter. It's like where you sit. That would probably like, I wouldn't say stress me out, but I was really focused on making sure like all the parents had like a good view of the head table. We had a small area, but that's hard because you want to make sure like everyone feels like loved and like they get a good spot and like we thought about them. So the bride probably spent so much time making sure this like looked good. So to have the mother-in-law come in and be like, we're changing it because you gave me a higher number than him. It's like, come on. She refused to take family photos together. We had to take separate pictures, mothers of the groom and family on one side and father of the groom and family on the other. She absolutely would not allow joint photos. After all of that, when we were printing our wedding photos later, she looked at me and said, "Don't hold your breath. You'll be divorced in a year." Oh my gosh. So that was her completely like backhanded compliment. That was just completely off the wall. Angry and insecure, jealous. I don't know what you don't call it. All of the above. She ends it with, "Well, it's been 11 years and we're still happy." She still acts like she did nothing wrong, but at this point, it just makes me laugh. Good times. I'm glad you can laugh about that. That is wild. Guys, I need to find a new adjective. Oh gosh. Anyways, that is so cool. So cool. That's so crazy. It's wild in these stories where then the person's like, that never happened. And it's like, you get all these stories sent to you and you're just like, I want to hear it from the mother-in-law's perspective. What does she think happened? Does she think everything was just blown out of proportion or what? I had someone comment on a video recently saying like, this story is too wild to be true. Do you vet all of these? And I'm just like, how do you want me to vet these? Do you want me to call up each person that sends in a story? Do you want me to show up at their hometown? Do you want me to interview everybody that's part of the story? How would you like to see this done? That is kind of a good idea, though. Maybe for a future episode, I have like multiple people from one story. I don't know if most people would agree to it if one's a villain, but it would be interesting. Then it might really turn into like a Jerry Springer show, and I don't want any part of that. It's fun reading these. I don't know if it'd be fun like delegating or being in the middle of them. Anyways, okay. Those were some wild stories this week. We're going to end with some confessions. As always, we ask you guys to send your confessions on Instagram every Friday. So here's some of the ones we got. Younger cousin of the bride yelled, "Why are we watching this?" during the groom getting the garter. Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. Why are we watching that? Why are we watching the groom crawl up the bride's dress while we all stand there as if, like, we don't know what he's getting? I don't know. It's a weird thing. I don't know. I think it's a dying tradition, though. This says, "I ended up sleeping with the best man in the groom's bed. No regrets." I'm hoping that's not the bride. I don't think that's the bride because she said in the groom's bed. I don't know if it's a guest. I don't know if she's part of the wedding. Okay. "My sister tried to wear an off-white dress to my other sister's rehearsal dinner. She said, 'It's not white.'" The famous line, "It's not white. It's ivory. It's not white. It's cream. It's not white. It's beige." I mean, if you have to have the need to say that, it's probably white. That's all I'm going to say. "My in-laws were comparing the two sons' weddings, homes, future kids, etc." No, that's set for disaster. That's only creating competition between your kids. "My mother-in-law purposely arranged my bridesmaid bouquets wrong, and then she said she couldn't fix them." Gosh, you guys, I feel so bad. I feel so bad. "My future sister-in-law got upset at me because my DJ played a song that she wanted at her wedding day only. DJs play a lot of songs at a lot of weddings. I don't think anyone will remember." Unless it's like your wedding song that you dance to with your husband or your partner, or it's you walking down the aisle. Even so, most people won't remember it. But if it's just like on the dance floor, it's not that serious. It's okay. All right, guys, that's all I have this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you love this episode, do me a huge favor and share it with a friend. Or take a screenshot, post it to your socials, and tag me. I love seeing where you guys are tuning in from, whether it's on your commute, while you're working, or relaxing at night. And don't forget, sharing the podcast or leaving a quick review just really helps it in the best way and just helps more people discover the show. So I'm just so grateful to those of you that tag me, that have left reviews, and just share it with your friends and family. It really just means the world to me. If you have suggestions, stories, or wedding dilemmas that you want me to cover, submit them at the link in the show notes, and I would love to feature your story on a future episode. Thanks again, guys, and I will see you next time. Bye now. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of Here Comes the Drama. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to rate, review, and share it with a friend who loves a good story. And make sure you're following me on all socials at Hey Krista Innes for even more stories, skits, and a little extra drama. Until next time, protect your peace, and I'll see you soon. Bye now.